KVOE Live and Local, it is 647, sunshine 51 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we go to William Allen White Elementary here for the Newsmaker 3 today at 849. Big activity tomorrow for the school.
And we have Karen Horton with students Evie and Iker with us here this morning. Karen, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
We are super fantastic here. Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about the fiesta. What's coming up?
All right.
William Allen White Family Fiesta. William Allen White Family Fiesta is tomorrow, Thursday, May 4th, 5:30 to 7 in the school gym. We are serving delicious tacos, rice, beans, chips, and salsa, tacos, arroz, frijoles, chips, y salsa, as a meal for $5, and you can buy extra tacos and also churros for dessert.
You can eat it at the school or take it to go. So come on out to William Allen White School for some amazing food.
That does sound pretty good.
Yeah,
that sounds
really good.
That sounds really good. What are the hours for the fiesta, Kieran?
5:30 to 7.
5:30 to 7. Okay. Evie, I'm going to ask, what type of setup are you doing, or is that all going to be handled by somebody else? Are you doing anything as far as like cooking or maybe, you know, clearing tables or anything like that, or are you just there to enjoy?
The teachers cook.
Okay. All right.
And the students come and enjoy.
Good deal. Good deal. Karen, what got this event started here? I know we got Cinco de Mayo on the 5th, but what got William Allen White getting a fiesta organized of its own?
Well, we have had this going for quite some time at William Allen White. Our PTO has been putting this on for many years. It started... and it's continuing as a fundraiser. We raised funds for our William Allen White scholarship that we give to a deserving senior that is going on to higher education, a student that has previously attended William Allen White School.
Ah, so there's
also
the...
for a William Allen White alum, huh?
Correct.
Nice. Ivor, how cool is this to have this fiesta here for you guys to enjoy and really for the community to come in and see what William Allen White's all about?
Well, it's really just time to, like, just spend time with everybody inside of the building and for the parents to just come here and spend time with their kids inside of the school and, like, tell the teachers and stuff that they have been with. Like they have been great and stuff.
Awesome. How's the year been for you?
Pretty good.
Yeah? Why has it been so good for you?
Maybe because,
You're a fifth grader.
Yeah, I'm a fifth grader, and that May 5th is field day for us, and May 12th we are going to a camp.
Ooh, great. So this kind of leads off a pretty cool time for you then.
Yes, it does.
Awesome. Evie, how about you? Has this been a good year for you?
Yeah, it has. I can't wait to go to the camp. It's Camp Alexander.
Yeah.
Oh,
that'll be
good.
Awesome stuff. Well, okay, lay this out for us again, Iker. What exactly will be happening on Thursday?
Thursday is just like a kind of ginormous
fiesta.
Kind of like a fiesta party stuff inside of the school gym.
Okay, and what kind of food are we going to have? Tell us again.
Tacos, rice, beans, chips, and salsa. And you can buy extra tacos and also churros for dessert.
Good deal. Are we missing anything? I can't think of anything else to ask, guys.
I don't think so, but it's delicious food and a lot of fun. So we look forward to seeing everyone.
Good deal. Well, Karen, thanks so much for joining us here and getting this set up for us today.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Evie, thank you.
You're welcome.
Iker, thank you. Good job.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
William Allen White Fiesta coming up tomorrow, Chuck.
tomorrow, again at William Allen White's gymnasium. So call the school if you'd like more information about the fiesta. And again, that's a delightful menu. So please feel free to take advantage of that. We've already mentioned we've got Unbound coming up here as our preview segment coming up for the Newsmaker 2 spot tomorrow at 8:20. No Newsmaker 3s yet for tomorrow or Friday. Did also want to let you know that
we'll have some before too long.
We might, especially as thick as this weekend is and then next weekend as well. Friday's Newsmaker 2, just kind of putting the word out here that we'll have USDA Rural Development Director Christy Davis. As you know, there were 8 tornadoes that touched down in Chase County late last month. Those that were affected by that, may be some disaster relief available through rural development. We'll talk about those options coming up Friday morning.
KVOE Live in local sunshine and 51 degrees. Good morning. It's 8:54.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto is having a big buy 3, get 1 free tire sale now through this Saturday.